Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in 7th District United States Congressman from Battle Creek, Mark Schauer. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Just fine. Well, testifying today before the Committee on Energy and the Commerce Subcommittee on Energy and the Environment, something tells me this had to do with Enbridge.
Yes, yes. The Energy and Commerce Committee also has jurisdiction over pipeline safety, and of course the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which I serve, held an extensive hearing week before last, and it's all about holding companies like Enbridge accountable, but it's also about holding the regulatory bodies accountable as well. And I told the story of what happened in Marshall and about how Enbridge knew of 329 defects, but hadn't gotten around to repairing them. And this has got to change.
With the political climate being what it is, Mark, do you sense an appetite for change? Do you have enough support?
Yes, there is bipartisan support for having better oversight over the pipeline industry. These disasters have no political bounds, whether they're natural gas pipeline explosions or oil pipeline leaks. And I think there is interest. Today I spoke specifically about a bill that I introduced with broad bipartisan support that will clarify the amount of time that a pipeline company has to report a spill. What I talked about today was there were, Enbridge's failures go from a failure to detect a leak to being slow in reporting it, and of course not maintaining its pipeline in the first place. But one issue I hope we can all agree on quickly is when a company knows there's a spill, when they discover a spill, that they report it quickly to the National Response Center.
Well, Enbridge officials said they reported it immediately. I guess they have a different definition of immediately.
Well, here's part of the problem. The law says that a company must report a spill immediately, but the regulation defines immediate as within 1 to 2 hours. Well, Enbridge's own policy says 2 hours because that's what the federal government allows them. My bill defines immediately as no later than 1 hour upon discovery. So every second counts when an incident like this happens, and that's why my bill is very important to put the outside time frame of 1 hour.
Mark Schauer, 7th District Congressman, our guest on Ebling and You. Mark, a lot of important things happening in Washington. A lot of discussion today with the health insurance changes taking effect. What kind of questions are you answering on the campaign trail about this?
Well, I get fundamental questions about why is this new healthcare law important? Why will it be better than what we have or what we had previously? I still get people saying that this was too much too fast and that it was a government takeover, and so I correct people that this is actually what went into effect today is a patient's bill of rights on steroids. I mean, this is what I worked on in the state legislature. Effective today, no one can be denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition. I mean, that is monumental. No child with, type 1 diabetes can be denied coverage on their parents' coverage. No one will be dropped by their insurance company because they've hit an annual limit or a lifetime limit.
Mm-hmm.
Effective today, adult children up to age 26 can remain on their parents' coverage. So there are so many things that are important that will protect families and candidly protect families from bankruptcy. One of the reasons I voted for this bill is that the leading cause of bankruptcy in America today are medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a dirty little secret, Jack, is that most of those people, about three-quarters of those people, actually have health insurance. And, you know, it's no wonder the health insurance industry fought tooth and nail to defeat this new health care law. It's no wonder that the health care industry has paid, you know, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars distorting the truth and attacking me for voting for this health care law. I mean, they have been making millions and millions and millions of dollars of profits, and the way they do it is they've denied people coverage, or they dropped coverage when people got sick.
Mm-hmm. Mark Schauer, 7th District Congressman, our guest on Ebling and You. Mark, a lot of talk about Social Security, and your opponent, Tim Walberg, has talked about privatizing that, even some thought about Medicare eventually being privatized.
Right.
How important is this to the voters in the 7th District?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, Social Security was a promise made 75 years ago that no senior would live in poverty. 40 years later, Medicare was established with a similar purpose, that seniors would have the health care that they need. Those are at risk only if the wrong people are elected. I mean, candidly, this is part of the Republican plan. George W. Bush tried it when he was elected for a second term and failed miserably, but people like Tim Walberg continue to propose that Social Security be privatized. They're his own words. He is, you know, no wonder he's running for cover. He didn't want, you know, the people of the 7th District to know that that's how he felt, but he said it very clearly that he supports the privatization of what he called the so-called Social Security system. He wants people to stop paying into Social Security into private accounts that his friends on Wall Street would manage.
Oh, I don't want Wall Street managing it. We've seen what happens.
No, and so that's why he's falling in the polls. We just released a poll that showed I've taken the lead.
Right. And we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. In fact, Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group will join us. Mark, we'll get you back on. I have so many other things to ask you about tax cuts, et cetera.
I look forward to it.